Hey guys, wait, who welcome does the to intro? Barely a what? Oh, what? I'll do the intro. I was gonna do it now.
okay. Sorry.
Alright, ready? Porket na wala ako na ano, bigla ikaw na mag-i-intro. Okay.
Oh, nga eh. Nasanay ako na all yung TV. Joke lang.
Anyway. Hey guys, welcome to Barely Adults. It's a podcast where we children in our early 20s talk about life, you know, and all of the stuff that goes with it. Today, we got a lot to talk about. It's been a while since we have been together on a podcast. I was absent for the last one we recorded, which is not going to be out by the time this podcast comes out.
Not anytime.
But you guys should watch out for it. Oh, man. It's been a while. How have you been, Anna?
By the way, my name is Anna.
My name's Sean. And, you know,
yeah, when I
said your name, I realized that I had not introduced ourselves yet. And I was like, you know what?
Okay,
after natin magkamustahan, I'm gonna get to the introductions.
Mali. Anyway, hello everyone. This is Anna.
That's Sean.
This is episode number one of... I don't know.
We're calling it. I think we can call it the pop culture corner. You know.
We're not calling it that.
What? It's a nice name. It's not spectacular.
It's not the best.
Yeah, I know. But one of you have the best ideas on the show.
We'll think of something. This is like episode one of the Sean and Anna show.
We'll figure out the title of the show. But you know, I just wanted to ask Anna how she's been during this time of the pandemic. You know, it's been a month.
It is month
six,
eight?
Seven, is eight. It? Honestly, it's hard
six,
to keep
seven,
count.
Eight.
Like I should have like started that. The year just like etching on the wall the number of days we've been in quarantine.
Right. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, like, it's better than the last couple of months, if I do say so myself.
I guess,
but,
so. In a way.
Yeah. A lot has happened. Not much interesting things, mm-hmm. but a lot has happened that I can't really talk about right now. But,
okay.
It's better than the last couple of months.
Right.
Probably because nasasanay na lang tayo.
That's
ako,
true.
At least. Yeah. Ako, like, I'm still very scared of going out, but not mm-hmm. as scared as I was last, like, March, April, May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
I mean,
we need to go out.
Honestly, like the new normal is part of the new normal is just getting on with life. As
it's
like with what's essential, diba? Because it doesn't seem
adjusting
like anything's gonna
good.
Change in the next
yes.
couple of months, possibly years. Sana wag naman. With me,
but it gets.
Yeah, with
oh,
me.
I didn't ask. Yeah, yes, Sean, how are you?
Sometimes it's hard when people don't want to listen to you.
Sorry. No, but I do want to know how you are. We talk every day.
No, yeah. I went through this whole ordeal, which we're going to be talking about on another episode of the podcast. But mm-hmm. I will say that something that really brightened up my day is my mom, she ordered CeraVe skincare lotion stuff.
CeraVe.
I'm sorry. I am a baby boy.
Ibang magaling lang.
Kasi nakita namin siya on TikTok. Because there's a skincare guru on TikTok named Hiram. And one of his big recommendations is the CeraVe lotion, facial foam, whatever. And so my mom mm-hmm. ordered it. And it is bomb. Like, it is really, really good.
For the past
few months, I have not been doing a lot of skincare. And in the two mm-hmm. days that I have been using it, 2 days pa lang, my skin feels bomb already. Like, I wish this was an ad. Like, I wish they were giving me stuff. But they're not. I'm just really happy about the discovery, and I'd like to share it with anyone who's listening. Yo, check
but
it out.
But your mom is on TikTok?
No, I'm on TikTok, but my mom asked about it. Because she was like, what lotion should we get? Because we were going to order anyway. So I go, I've been seeing this on TikTok. And there have been, like, great reviews, and in the U.S. it's pretty much sold out. So why don't we try it? And she got it. It was good, yeah.
Okay.
I drank water and then I spilled
it. Thanks for the info. Nice.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We've got a. You should have water. You are a podcaster.
I should.
You are a DJ.
I'm a
JJ.
City.
You are.
Next time, I think.
But we do have a. Yesterday was a very big day.
Yes.
It was I don't know when this will be out. Hopefully this will be out tomorrow or whenever. But yesterday, in today's time, October 3, 2020, was a big day. Anna, I'm sure that it's a especially big day for you. So you go talk about what it was. Mm-hmm. What happened yesterday?
Okay. So for me, joke lang. Yesterday, October 3? 3 ba? Yesterday.
No, today's 3. Yesterday was 2.
Oh. Talaga?
Yeah. The album came out at 2.
Okay. Yesterday was 2. So. Yesterday, October 2nd, the album came out from Blackpink. Mm-hmm. The album. Hindi lang siya basta-basta album. It's the
album. Kaya Anna, paglalabas ka na, we can meet other people, ang introduction mo na is, "Hi guys, I'm the Annabel Morris."
The Annabel Morris. Kung hindi mo natatanong. Joke lang. But yeah, the album came out yesterday and I have a lot of feelings about it. Mostly good and a lot of things that we want to talk about. But also, another thing that came out yesterday, I don't know if you heard kasi sabay-sabay sila nag-release, but Savage Love, Jason Derulo and BTS. Uh-huh. Remix.
Okay, wait. Let's talk about it real quick because it's not the main topic naman. You know, we keep on talking about K-pop.
Different things.
And then it never happens. But, you know, let's put in a bit of it here. I'm so confused because I thought I saw something on TikTok na parang Savage Love was partly made by BTS. No, diba? That's wrong.
No.
Mm-mm. It's that they were coming out with a version of the song with BTS.
Yeah, a remix.
Okay. Mm-mm. So what was I never got to listen to it. You should have told me so I would have been more informed.
I'm sorry, dude. For a pop culture, uh-huh. I thought you would know.
You know.
Just kidding. But yeah,
so much was happening.
Anyan.
So much was happening.
Yeah, so yeah. Sorry, y'all. I'm naming up anything. Anyway. Savage Love, BTS, Jason Derulo, Jungkook was there, obviously, mm-hmm. He sang the high notes the chorus, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, yung mataas na umpisa, kinanta niya yun.
Wow.
And Suga was there, Yoongi, and J-Hope, they rapped in Korean, and I really appreciated that, it was so nice, it was really nice. Pero, I think before they released the song, they did release a cover of them dancing to it, like on TikTok. So they were doing the kembot thing. Like I don't know how to dance to it, and I don't TikTok, so like I can't do it. Okay, for the life of me.
If we ever make a TikTok for Barely Adults, that's gonna be the first one. Just Anna doing Savage Love.
I actually thought of it kanina, but like I'm not gonna agree to it. Anyway, so parang the TikTok was Suga, Jungkook, and J-Hope in front. And everybody else just came in every time they had to do this. It was so nice. Uh-huh. You have to check it out. I'll send it to you.
I do have to check it out.
I mean, at first, syempre, like, I know Savage Love the song from TikTok because mm-hmm. I see people dance to it. But I never really liked the song. Okay. I mean, like, it wasn't something that I was going to put on my playlist. Diba? But that's just like, me. For me lang yun, for us.
It felt a little, like, masyadong trendy. Like, I feel like it was a song that was made specifically for TikTok. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And pumatok naman siya sa TikTok, so problem. But
yeah, it was a big song.
For me. Yeah. So I feel like adding BTS to it, talaga may factor yung ganon kapag a favorite artist mo yung dance. Like, oh my god, ang ganda! Pero you know, I wasn't head over heels for it, but it was a nice song. And I did listen to it a couple of times because I really liked how Jungkook hit the high notes.
Okay.
You know me, I'm a Jungkook stan, so parang, I do anything
so
for
parang the song was okay, but BTS coming on the song just made it better.
Yes,
like, you know how sometimes
I
people
feel like Jason Derulo needed it.
No, you know how sometimes people do remixes of songs, like they add on it, like I think A Great Big World, right? Say Something didn't have Christina Aguilera at first.
Yeah.
And then she came on it and the song just got instantaneously better. As if, like, it was already good. Then it got better. And there are some remixes also that just, you know, they're not as good with the new artist on it. But I'm glad to hear that BTS made Savage Love more than just tolerable outside of TikTok.
Other than, like, BTS and making Jason Derulo's song even better.
Yeah.
We were gonna talk about Blackpink's album.
We were.
Let's start with the first song that they released, which is Ice Cream with Selena Gomez.
No, that's not the first song they released.
They released it. Ay, ni pala.
How you
sorry,
like that?
Pero like I know how you like that, but it was like leading to the. It was the last song they released before they released the album.
Yeah.
So it was Ice Cream. Uh-huh. Okay, so okay, how you like that? Okay, how you like that is like perfect. Next, Ice Cream. We're talking about Ice Cream by Selena Gomez and Blackpink. Your thoughts on that?
I love the song. I love the vibe. Like it's just so fun. But also, there was this thing they were talking about the song where they said it lacked the chorus. It felt like it lacked the chorus, which I kind of agreed with, but I didn't really see the problem until I heard the remixes people made on YouTube. Where they put the na 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 ice cream. They put that in every chorus. Like after every ice cream, chillin', they would put the na 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 na. And it sounded so good. It sounded like a full song. And honestly, like I could use a lot more of the na 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 na's. Because I don't know, it felt so good. It made the song feel more relaxed. Because before that, it was just like boom, 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 boom. And then when they did when the people on YouTube did the remix, it felt much more joyful. And I will say that as much as I feel like there may have been better artists than Selena Gomez to come on the song, I thought she was great. And she looked good in the music video.
Yes, she really did. I thought it was going to be Ariana Grande.
I was gonna hoping was it was like, going to be Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I know, me too. But okay lang din naman sa Selena.
Yeah, Selena's great.
I'm not the biggest Selenator out there. Mm-hmm. But it was okay. I mean, like, when it came out, it was fine. Same. But people were getting mad because Jisoo didn't get a lot of lines.
Same as Rosé.
Which I feel like is pretty normal.
Yeah.
It's pretty normal from, like, for K-pop artists especially. Not only on K-pop, but, like, in other groups. It's never an equal line distribution.
So yeah. I mean, it became especially difficult because, you
it's
know.
English.
Not just that, but there was another artist on it. Like, there's this YouTuber, K-pop YouTuber, her name's Angelina, and she talked about how the reason why she liked...
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear you. Wait.
Okay, so we had a little bit of a, technical issue.
sorry.
And so because of that, nagka-time tuloy ako biglang, pakinggan yung Savage Love ng BTS and Jason Derulo. Definitely much better. Like, I can listen to it on the radio.
I loved Suga's verse. Yeah.
The original version, I could not listen to the radio. Like, honestly, I'd probably put it on low.
Yeah.
And then just wait for it to end. But this one, I would not turn down the radio.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Salamat
sa BTS. So we were talking about how Selena Gomez, how we felt about the line distribution, and how having a foreign artist affects how all of that comes into play. And there's this YouTuber who's she's white, but she talks about K-pop. Her name's Angelina, and she was saying that if you're gonna have a foreign artist hop on a song, you kind of have to give them a big chunk of the song, or else it kind of feels like a wala lang.
Parang BTS Halsey Boy with Love.
yeah. And because the song is amazing, and it could stand without Halsey, diba? Like, Boy With Love is a complete bop, with or without Halsey. I really appreciate her vocals, but I also, like, you know, we don't really hear much of her. So compared to this Selena Gomez collaboration, where if you take out Selena Gomez, half the song is gone. Yeah. So parang what she was saying was that you want to have the impact of the foreign artist if you're going to have a foreign artist anyway. Diba? Yeah, so I'm fine with the amount of lines that Selena Gomez had. But also, I feel like I could have had the song with just Blackpink.
True. Kung wala si Selena, probably mas marami yung lines ni Jisoo.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, but this whole album, though. Let's talk about the name of the album. The album. Wala na ba talaga
the
iba?
The album.
Wala na ba talaga iba?
Feeling ko, honestly, 4 years na kayo naghihintay. Yeah. Kayong mga Blinks. pwede na. I mean, this is the album you've been waiting for.
Literal, it's the diba? Album.
Kumbaga, yun na lang.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the
okay,
album.
Okay, YG.
Sana lang. Okay. Sana lang hindi implication na the album is the only album. Sana meron pa.
The album, kasi baka nalilito ka eh. Hindi lang to EP. It's the album.
The album. Hindi lang siya box.
Hindi lang siya single. It's the album. But the whole album though, I mean, have you listened to all of the songs?
Of course. I've listened to the whole album maybe 4 times, 5 times.
Me too.
It's pretty good.
And
it's pretty good.
One huge thing that I noticed is that mostly English songs?
Yeah, English songs, I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
And I'm so proud of Jisoo for singing English songs.
She sang a lot of English lines. Yeah, I was surprised. I was really surprised. I was like, when I was listening to the song, I was like, wow, it sounds like they're gonna have another American single based on the songs that they have. Oh, one of my favorite things about the album is after Ice Cream, they all kind of meld together. Like when I first listened to it, I didn't even realize that the songs were switching, because they kind of go through smooth transitions and it's super coherent, the whole album. What's your favorite song?
My favorite right now is the one with Cardi, Bet You Wanna. Because you know how much I love Cardi. You know how much I love Cardi.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I found out that they were gonna release a song together, I was like, how is it gonna be wholesome for the Korean community to accept?
And it was!
It was! It was pretty awesome, and
Ice
I loved
Cream
it.
Is less wholesome.
I know. Ice Cream is so dirty. What the heck, dude? But Bet You Wanna was really nice, and I noticed this pattern na alam na nilang bad sila. Can I say it? Bad bitches. Uh-huh. They're bad bitches. They freaking know it. It was evident in Pretty Savage. They were like,
I was gonna say, I mean, they have a song that's pretty savage. Yeah.
So nice.
I kind of loved it so much. For me, Bet You Wanna felt like a Little Mix moment for them. Like, I felt like that's the type of song that Little Mix would have. And when in the breakdown of Pretty Savage, that to me felt like a super badass, like Ariana type song. You know how like
dangerous
when Ariana way. Got edgier, mga Seven Rings, she would start to have those breakdowns, right? And so I feel like the way I'm relating it to these different artists is how current the Blackpink album is. Like, that's how they're super, super modern, super, super now. And, like, it feels like a party.
It does feel like a party.
Like, it's a type of song. Like, the moment Pretty Savage comes on, I feel like I'm walking into a coming-of-age film. Like, the party in a coming-of-age film. Like, I'm about to walk in.
Yeah,
yung yeah, red cups, tapos may pool.
May pools, may tumatalon.
That's what it felt like. Yeah, yeah. And it's the kind of album where I would dance with it. Dance to it with my friends, and I'd probably like jam to it alone also, just cause like it lightens the mood.
What's your favorite song?
For me, what's my favorite song?
Do do do, Eme.
You know, I will say that like one of the songs that really grew on me listening to it without seeing the visuals was Lovesick Girls.
Right.
Like I enjoyed it more and more as I listened to it. And it started to become a standout on the album. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, it's pretty good. Like,
it's
fun.
It's their title song.
Yeah. It's fun, it's cool, but I don't feel, like, super into it yet. And when I was listening to it on Spotify, along with the other songs, it started to boom a little more in my heart.
In your heart?
Yeah, the Lovesick Girls. Wow, in your area.
I was actually talking about it with my friend, and parang, ang familiar nung sumisigaw ng we are the loves. I'm not a singer, you know what I mean. We are the Lovesick Girls.
Yeah,
ang familiar
yeah.
nung sumisigaw.
Apparently,
it's probably like medyo similar siya sa ano eh, sa what was the song? Name Blackpink singles. It's not Do-do-do. It's
Do-do-do.
Not How You Like That. It's
Whistle Stay.
No.
Forever Young.
No.
Forever Young.
No, it wasn't Forever Young. What was it again? Basta yung sumisigaw rin sila ng malakas.
Wala. I'm a new fan.
Pass. No, I already...
Anna, your card is revoked.
I already...
Wala na. You're
I
not a Blink anymore.
Eh, sa friend ko. Sinabi ko na sa kanya kung ano yung what I thought it was. But what he thought it was, it sounded like was, I Like It. Tama ba? Yung, I don't care. I love it pala yun.
I saw it on TikTok also.
Yeah.
I saw it on TikTok also. Parang they were comparing it to a different Iconopop song, but it does have like Iconopop vibes.
Kasi, yes.
Which is I don't know. I loved Iconopop during the time, yo. It was on my playlist. Like the whole album was on my playlist during that time. So I loved it. A lot of Blinks, medyo, you know, they got kind of iffy on the TikTok
because
yeah, they did. And I kind of get it. I mean, this is their first album, and so it kind of.
Parang if anything, appreciate you know, na lang.
I mean, oh, diba? Yeah. But it's also not wrong to point out similarities.
Yes.
I mean, at this point, we're all of music is working around like you know, working around influences of each other, mm-hmm. and so it's not bad to have similarities with other artists. Because yeah. The songs are great. They're bops.
I also really
anyway.
Like ano though, Crazy Over You. You know how they just parang I don't know, but ganyan yung ngiti mo.
Cuz that's my least favorite song. Talaga? On the
album.
Yeah, that's my least favorite song on the album. Cuz it feels to me like a light version of How You Like That.
Talaga? I don't know. I must be like blinded cuz I love him so much, but Crazy Over You was good. I mean, it was like, it's a psycho song. It's a psycho song.
Uh-huh.
As per my ex, I'm a psycho. So, baka, nagkohonek. It's nice. Shut up, Sean.
Crazy Over You.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah,
diba yun? How dare you?
For me, kasi, it comes.
And Ghost, shut up.
Okay. It comes after Lovesick Girls. And it comes before Love to Hate Me.
Does
and
it?
I love to Hate Me. And I love Lovesick Girls. It does.
I love Love to Hate Me.
It's so good. See,
Love to Hate Me is like...
I love to Hate Me.
The message to the haters.
Yeah.
Because they know.
I mean, like, kayo mga nagdi-dislike sa video.
Uh-oh.
Kayo to.
Kahit nababasa namin yan.
Nanonood naman kayo, nagdi-dislike pa kayo.
Kilala namin kayo. Yung mga yan, na-block na namin kayo. Diba? It's so nice because like, they really can't talk back on social media.
Uh-huh.
So it's nice that they just do this in their songs. And you know they know. You know they're
and
watching. You know they know. That
they're kind of really owning... They're owning how famous they are, how talented
yes,
they are, how beautiful they
it.
Are. And they're not even shy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you hate me. Like, okay, you're still paying my bills, you know?
And they're not,
you're still giving me a lot
they're
of money.
They're not, ano naman talaga, like... Their concept is not ano talaga, cute girls.
Yeah.
They're really like
they don't do a lot of the pink,
the
right?
Edgy.
After Forever Young and Ice Cream are their most pink songs na siguro, but everything else
Ice
is
Cream
pretty
was
black.
Refreshing.
It was. I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like I want to be at the beach because of Ice Cream.
Yeah. I want to dress like them.
Yeah. Bad with the cream and you know.
It's such a dirty song. Can't sing it in front of my mom.
But it's also about, you know, just empowering themselves.
Yes.
They know they're sexy. Let them sing about it.
I'm nice diba? With the cream, if you know what I mean. They want to sing about. Damn.
Ariana Grande wrote the lyrics.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not surprised at all. It's just, it was shocking.
It is in the realm of shocking Ariana Grande lyrics,
mm-mm,
though. Diba? Like, she's had some pretty shocking lyrics, and this is not so far off of that. And then they end the album with You Never Know, which is a ballad.
I love You Never Know. I know I say that to everything, but like, it was pretty emotional.
I also like that there was a ballad, because everything else was, you know, super hip-hop infused. It was, you know, rockin' beats. But then when it came to You Never Know, it became, even though it was still very in theme with the rest of the album, it was so emotional. Heartfelt.
I like
right?
it.
Like, I needed the ballad in the album.
To balance it out.
I needed one. Yeah, to balance it out. And I mean, they had Stay, diba?
You'll never know unless you walk in my shoes.
Damn. And it's super relatable.
Mm-mm.
I mean, diba? We all carry our own baggage, our own struggles.
Yes.
And we never truly know what other people are going through. And I'm sure that as Blackpink, they are going through a hell of a lot.
I know, exactly. Actually, I was thinking of like, I know. I'm pretty sure, like, so since Jennie, before the nagkaroon siya ng issue that she was dating someone, and then they were forced to break up. Well, they didn't say they were forced, but I know in my heart, they were forced to break up.
May telepathic communication.
Yes, yes. You know what? This kind of reminds me of, I know, Hope Not. You know that song from their last mini album?
No.
For you. Sorry. The lyrics go, "For you, I would be okay if I hurt," something like that. In Korean. Wait lang, let me like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hope Not.
That's something lyrics. I realized, ah. I realized that I have to learn a little bit more. Korean, or work a little more to understand it, because I felt like when I was listening to the songs that were a little more Korean, it felt a little longer to me, and I realized it was because I couldn't understand the words anymore, and I couldn't just go on the visual because I was listening to it on Spotify. And so that's what I realized, that if I want to appreciate Blackpink even more, I have to learn the words,
or at least like read up on the lyrics. You can like read up on the lyrics. English version. Anyway, Hope Not is also a ballad from their last mini album. So the chorus goes, "For you, I'm okay with being hurt, because when we were together, I only gave you scars." And like, Jennie sang that song, and it was like months after the breakup from the ex. So parang siya ramdam mo yung sakit. I mean, like, you have to listen to it. Dude. You have to listen to Hope Not. It was such an emotional song.
Okay.
I remember listening to it at work, and I'm like, ano to? Medyo naging emotional ako sa office. So but it was nice. I like how they insert ballad songs in their real bad bitch albums.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I love them. I love them so much. I love Blackpink.
What do you think is gonna be the next? What do you think is gonna be the next concept? Single?
Single talag ako. Charot.
Hindi ka man next single.
Totoo. Medyo basas ka doon. Anyway, the next single, I don't know. I feel like before kasi they had like issues. Not about issues, but people were saying that all their songs sound the same because they're all loud and they're all really boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like,
But the three songs that they've released have been pretty different from one another.
Yes, I agree.
Like, for me, I kind of got how you like that was in tune with Do 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 and Kill This Love. Like, they felt like they were in the same family. And then they came out with Ice Cream, which is, you know, it's in a different world.
Yes.
And then they came out with Lovesick Girls, which is, like, in between.
Lovesick Girls is, like, acknowledging that you are in a toxic relationship and loving it.
Concept naman yung pinag-uusapan natin.
Hindi, pero naisip ko lang, naalala ko lang. Like, it's like they're reading my mind, dude. It's like,
yeah, they're just tired. They're born to be alone.
They were born to be alone, but they're still looking for love. Oh.
One thing that surprised me about Lovesick Girls is because I'm a newer, you know, fan. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to reach main rapper Jennie.
Ah.
And so in Lovesick Girls, she finally gets to rap. Yeah, imagine the surprise. Oh, I was like, damn, Jennie gets to rap.
Didn't want to be a princess. I'm priceless. I want to be a princess, Jennie. Sorry, I got
Jennie is a princess.
A prince not even on my list. Well, it was nice.
It was nice. It was so refreshing. Refreshing. I don't know. Refreshing. This whole album is
then for me, as like a Jisoo stan,
uh-huh.
It was refreshing because I heard her so much this album.
Yeah.
It was nice.
She was doing the bridge.
I love how she really spoke English.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, ganda, galing.
And I can't wait to listen to it more. I want them to release. I kind of want them to release Pretty Savage, or Love to Hate Me, like, you know, just a song that like one of their owning it songs. Yeah, I want to see them do that. Yeah.
Pretty Savage or Love to Hate Me. Crazy over you. I can't believe you don't like.
I don't know. It just feels like a lighter version of songs they've already done. Specifically to me, How You Like That. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy. And I'm wrong about it. And maybe I'll change my mind. I'll probably change my mind. But If I had to pick a song that I like the least on the album, it would probably be that one, Crazy Over You. And it's not that it's not catchy, because it's in my head. Crazy over you.
Right? Oh, I don't have a least favorite. It's one of those albums that I wouldn't skip anything.
It's hard to skip anything because it's so seamless. I could listen to
it in the shower.
Yes. It feels so seamless. It just goes.
You know what's another seamless album? This is just like on the top of my head. Uh-huh. Sam Smith, Thrill of It All. Ang ganda ng transition.
Talaga? I haven't listened to the whole album. Oh. I actually have not listened to a whole Sam Smith album since In the Lonely Hour.
No, In the Lonely Hour was really nice too.
It's beautiful.
Thrill of It All, though. Yeah. Is beautiful.
At masabi lang na maganda rin yung transitions, Taylor Swift's Folklore.
Yeah.
Because it's so cohesive. Because all of the songs are so cohesive. Yeah. As a Swiftie, I'm very sad that we have not talked about it. Maybe on another time. Maybe during Grammy season, we'll be talking about Taylor Swift, The Weeknd. Maybe we'll finally talk about BTS during the Grammy season.
Maybe. Who knows? Oh my god! Oh my god! Say it! Oh
man. Who knows? But one thing I will say is that there are so many people who are getting more and more into K-pop. I was away from my brother for about a month. When I came back, he doesn't want to admit it. He's behind me, but he's an army now. He's a fan of BTS now, and he's seen a lot of their videos. I feel like kasi, quarantine is the perfect situation for K-pop to invade homes.
I have a question.
Because they're so good. They're so good at visuals. They're so good at YouTube music videos. They're so good at their content, and it's so easy to just sit down, watch their stuff, read about it, and fall in love. What's your question?
Do you think that for example, like ito, Blackpink releasing like an album with mostly English songs, that they're losing their Korean touch?
I feel, well, it's hard to say because, you know, I feel like Blackpink and BTS are in the same journey. Or you know, people don't like grouping them. But I know. But there's a similar journey where they're tapping into more Western market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like they're both releasing more English songs. Yeah. They're racking up views like crazy. Mm-hmm. And
guesting on Western shows.
Guesting on Western shows. One thing I do know about Blackpink is that they don't do too many of the music shows, like the music competitions. Right? Like, I know that How You Like That has, like, 12, 13 wins on music shows, but their other songs don't necessarily promote it as much in the music show scene. So I feel like, in this sense, I don't think that Blackpink is doing anything different. They're just doing more.
Gets. And parang, it's kind of like, what do you want them to do? Just box themselves into this? When they could expand.
Yeah, the world is literally their oyster and they're just slurping on the oysters.
So to answer the question, no. They're not losing their Korean touch by making English music.
I think that they are... I don't know, how do you take the Korean away from them, diba?
No. I think it's fine. I think people are just getting mad because... it's not, like, traditional. And it's not how their favorites made it. You know what I mean? Ugh, man. I'm... It's 10:30. I'm not.
But I mean... Okay. They are in the same company that, had 21.
21 Big Bang.
And 21 was also one of those K-pop artists that tapped into the Western market.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this is very, very different from what we would have expected from Blackpink in general. You know, if anything, they're just fulfilling their potential.
Yes. And siguro it helps that they speak English kasi. So it's like, mas malaki talaga yung market.
Yeah. I mean, Jenny, Rose, Lisa speaks English, and now Jisoo speaks English too.
She sings so English much. Too. You know what? When they went here for their concert, ito lang yung line ni Jisoo. Are you having fun? And then people scream. And then she's like, me too. And then that was it. I have a video on it on my Instagram. It was so funny.
She's so cute.
I love her so much,
she's
dude.
She's so cute.
Well, anyway.
I know. She's your bias,
she is,
right?
She is my bias. I have like a ton of pictures of her in the other room. Yeah.
So anyway, that's about it.
That's our chop suey version of...
It's a 10 out of 10. Yeah. It's great.
This was like, this wasn't a review. It was more like we were just talking about it, gushing over Blackpink, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously a lot of you might not agree with what we're saying. We're just talking about it. It's not like we don't love them.
Yeah, we love them. We love them so much. Like, alam mo, ba kay Jenny ako nagdadasal pag gabi? Charot. Joss. Well, anyway.
Yeah, the father, the son, and Jenny.
Check it out. It's called The Album. It's out everywhere on Spotify.
It's on Spotify, Apple Music. Apple Music. Wow.
Right? Are you in pain?
In sync.
I know. We're like our minds, dude. Anyway, if you have anything else that you want us to talk about, feel free to do so. Again, this is episode 1 of the Sean and Anna series. We have not talked about what we are going to call it yet. We probably should have before we started recording.
Maybe it's just going to be like...
It's not going to be called Pop Culture, Sean.
Sean and Anna Show.
Shauna!
Oh, dude. Okay, I have a proposition.
I know.
We can call it Ass.
Onion.
Anna and Sean Show. ASS.
Okay, sige, wala. Producer ka.
We'll figure it out.
In the meantime, you can follow us everywhere on Instagram and on Twitter. For me, it's at Anna Balmoris.
For me, it's at Sean Delandan, like the fruit. And of course, make sure to follow Barely Adults on Instagram. It's at Barely Adults PH.
And on Facebook.
And listen to the rest of our episodes.
Yeah, this is like episode number, I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a while since we recorded.
I want to say 6. I want to say 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Must 6.
But yeah, we're going to have another episode soon. Check it out. Bye.
That's a good ending. All right, that's it for us. We love you, Blackpink. Bye.
Love you, Blackpink.